Welcome back to another episode of the Tan and J-Man Show, the last episode of 2024 already. It's been such a fast year. Hope everyone had a fantastic Christmas, and it's good to be back with the D-Dog sitting there in Northeast Indiana, as I am in the Southwest Chicago suburbs. We are the Tan and J-Man Show. How you doing that, D-Dog?
Doing good, J-Man. It's hard to believe it's our last show of 2024.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. Years flown by.
Real fast. Really fast.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure we're on Facebook because I screwed it up ahead of time. So, yeah, you know, 243 episodes in and we're still making rookie mistakes here.
424 episodes?
Yeah, what did I say? 243?
Yeah.
God. It's going to be one of those nights.
Yeah. It's been a long, it's been a quick, long year, and it's a Monday. It's always a Monday. So we'll hope to bring out the better banter going forward over the next 58 minutes or so. We'll see.
Yeah, I think I got it fixed now. So I actually, what I had done, and I'd never done this before. So I have multiple podcasts, as you know, and as of most of the Tan and J-Man Show Nation knows, I had it connected to one of the other podcast Facebook page on accident. So I had to go in there, delete that one, reroute it. So I think we're good now.
Yeah.
I think we're good now.
I have never been asked to be a guest on one of your podcasts, and it hurts my feelings deeply.
Well, maybe 2025. So
maybe. I'm not going to hold my breath.
I mean, I can make it happen, but
whatever.
Yeah. But I got some birdie or bogey for you, the last one of 2024. I'm pretty proud of this one. I came up with it on my own, just thinking off top of my head. And I did the research to back it up to make sure I was correct. And I got to be careful how I word this because it's kind of confusing. So there's three teams in the NFL, we'll say going back to 2000, so in the last 24 years. There's three teams that have started two number one overall drafted quarterbacks that they drafted. Name those three teams.
Say that again.
So there's three teams in the NFL that have started two number one overall quarterbacks in that time frame since 2000 that they drafted. Who are those three teams?
That they drafted.
So there's other teams that have started multiple number one quarterbacks.
Sure.
But they didn't draft that quarterback that started for them. Gotcha.
Since 2000, there have been three teams that have drafted a quarterback number one twice and have started them.
You got it.
All right.
You got it.
All right. Birdie Bogey is brought to you by Arlington Public House. Arlington Public House is upscale cuisine and cocktails with a casual atmosphere. Look at 703 Main Street in Rochester, Indiana. They are closed for the new year and will open on Friday from 4 to 10. They will also be open Saturday from 4 to 10. So get your veggies.
Yeah, they always take a long little nice break for the employees at the end of the year. So nothing unusual there, but they'll be open later this week. So, but yes, like it's been mentioned a couple times already, this is our last episode of 2024. Before we get into 2025. So looking back on the year of 2024, when we're talking about sports, what sticks out to you?
Well, honestly, the thing that really exploded, it seems like, it really started in 2023, was the NIL and transfer portal. It has just burst even more so than it did last year. And it is going to be interesting again to see how they rein it in, because it just, especially now that the portal is open in college football, and it's just guys are leaving schools you didn't expect to leave, looking for bigger paydays, and that's massive, obviously. Elsewhere, though, I mean, we saw UConn win their second straight. We saw the Dodgers and Yankees in the, I think the matchup a lot, at least the television networks and MLB wanted to see in the World Series. Chiefs win another one. I'm sure you'll come up with some good ones, but Those are the things that kind of stand out to me.
Yeah, for sure. Caitlin Clark was a big storyline.
Yeah, about her.
Or not only doing what she did at Iowa and, you know, leading them to the championship game and transforming women's college basketball, but then taking that momentum right into the WNBA. Angel Reese, well, I shouldn't leave her out either. But I think it was more the Caitlin Clark movement than Angel Reese, but she was a big part of it too. WNBA's hotter right now than it ever has been.
Yeah.
I went to Sporting Goods to do some of my Christmas shopping this year, and it was amazing how much Indiana Fever / Caitlin Clark merch is out there.
For sure, yeah.
So, I mean, it was more than the Pacers. Maybe not more than the Colts, but more than all the other college teams. So, it was impressive. Of course, for both of us, our college basketball teams made runs. Purdue made their first Final Four since 1980, first national championship game since 1969. Illinois made the first Elite Eight since 05. Both fell to the same team, like you mentioned, UConn, winning back-to-back championships. Still saw some upsets in March Madness. Probably the biggest was Oakland over Kentucky. But it'll be interesting going forward in the next few years to see if the NCAA tournament expands. We're hoping it doesn't, but probably will.
It will.
And how NIL and Portal will impact basketball. I mean, we see it more so football right now. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's obviously impacting basketball as well. I mean, we saw today a report that six former Florida State players are trying to sue Coach Leonard Hamilton for supposedly not giving them the $1.6 million through NIL that they're owed or that they were promised.
That's an interesting one because there was no contract signed at all. So I don't know how the players are going to get that one. But we also see an older coach, Jim Larrañaga, retire midseason or resign midseason because he literally said, we went to the Final Four and eight guys came in telling me they want to transfer, which is ironic considering the NIL is a bit, and transfer portal is a big reason why they made it to the Final
Four. Yeah, 100% reason why they made it. I mean, they got the ball rolling with Nigel Peck. I mean, giving them that whatever $500 million or whatever, or $500,000 or whatever it was, not million, geez, $500,000 or whatever it was, deal that kind of got the ball rolling.
Was kind of the first like public figure that we saw was Nigel Pack.
Yep,
because it looked like he was going to transfer to Purdue, right?
Yeah, they were feeling real good about it from Kansas State, had him in. You know, Bruce Weber just retired, so they felt real good about it, and then Ohio State and Miami both threw bags at him that Purdue couldn't compete with, and he went down to Miami and ended up making the Final Four. So, yeah. But trying to think of other things. I can't really think of too many NBA storylines.
We haven't followed the NBA.
I mean, I guess Joker winning his third MVP in the last 4 years. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, Celtics winning their first title since the big three, right?
Since 08. I'm glad you remember that because I was trying to think off the top of my head who won the NBA championship.
It was against, Luka and Dallas.
Yes, it was. So, it's been a good year.
The Olympics happened. Forgot about the Olympics.
Yep, the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's been a good year for sports, but I think it was the NIL kind of dominated in the college football playoff here recently. It's kind of been dominating the headlines for sure. Looking back on our 24 bowl predictions for 2024, which we got to start our 25 for 2025 next week.
I got a suggestion. How about we cap it at 25 and not do 26, 27, 28?
We can discuss that when we get closer to time. 25 is a nice number, though. We can do five for five straight weeks. That is pretty nice. We both struggled this year.
Yeah.
Looking back, here's the ones you got right. You said Jim Harbaugh would leave Michigan for the NFL.
That was an easy one. Yeah.
You said the Rangers, Texas Rangers, would not repeat as World Series champions. You got that correct. You said Bill Belichick will retire. I'm giving it to you because he technically did. Right. Retire, even though now he is back in coaching in the same year, but it's in college. So I'm giving that one to you. You said Aaron Rodgers would play all 17 games, but the Jets would miss the playoffs.
Oh, really? Nailed it.
You said 13 of the 14 Big Ten basketball coaches would return, Juwan Howard being the one that wouldn't. Giving that to you. And you said Oregon would win the Big Ten football championship.
I don't even remember that.
The ones you got wrong. Along Roy McIlroy winning the Masters.
Oh, that's going to be my first one next week. You know that. Book it.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be. Cubs finishing last in NL Central. J-Man was feisty.
That was a mad Josh prediction at that point.
You were close in this one. I'm sure you're I'm sure you're glad you got this one wrong, but you were close. You said the Big Ten team would win the national championship for the first time since 2000.
Yeah.
This was last year. You said the Bills would win the Super Bowl.
They're gonna. Yeah.
It did.
I should put that on there again. I probably will.
You said the Big Ten would only get 5 teams in the NCAA tournament.
How many made it? You remember?
It was more than 5. I don't remember how many, though.
7 or 8.
The Christian McCaffrey'd win the NFL MVP.
Lamar.
Last year. Well, it was Lamar. So the Dodgers would win at least 115 games, but lose in the NLDS.
Don't think I got either of those right.
No. So the NFL would hire full-time referees. Wish they would.
Yeah, they need to.
You said Tyreek Hill would go over 2,000 receiving yards.
He was close.
Yeah.
Last year he was close.
You said Washington would beat Michigan to win the national championship in football.
That was bad.
You said Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift would get engaged.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened.
Yeah. You said the MLB would implement a challenge system for balls and strikes.
It's getting closer. Real close.
You thought the Lions would make the Super Bowl last year.
Oh, man, that was close, too. They should have.
You said Caleb Williams would not get drafted number one overall in the NFL draft.
In a redraft, I don't think he would.
You said Marvin Harrison Jr. would be the number one overall pick.
I was wrong.
You said Quashawn Jenkins would win the Heisman Trophy.
That was bad.
This one, I guess, technically could still happen, but it's not going to happen in 2024. You said Ryan Day would be fired for losing to Michigan yet again. He lost to Michigan, but he hadn't been fired.
It would have been interesting if they would have lost to Tennessee. What would have happened to him? Again, stupidly, I think he might have felt some heat, but I think the Tennessee one kind of – and I we'll talk about the predictions for that game later, I guess.
Yep. And you said this would be Dabo Swinney's final season at Clemson, which wasn't a bad prediction.
But. Yeah, I thought he might just walk away as well because he doesn't want to deal with the NIL transfer. They didn't bring in a single guy from the portal last offseason, and they still made the playoffs. So, obviously, saved himself there.
I know they got at least one this year in Will Helt from Purdue. So, at least I'm sure they've got a couple more. But here are the ones I got right. I said Purdue basketball would repeat as Big Ten champs. And at that time, they already had 2 Big Ten losses when I made that prediction. Yeah. So I said Purdue would make its first Final Four since 1980. Whiffed on this one hard. I said Purdue football would make a bowl game. only 5 went short. I said Deion Sanders would leave Colorado after the 2024 season.
Yeah. Maybe he might go to the NFL.
I guess he still could, but I think he's staying. Give it to him
if he does.
I did get Jim Harbaugh being NFL head coach correct. I thought the Bears would keep Justin Fields and trade the number one overall pick. I was wrong there.
Yeah.
I said Russell Wilson would be a starting quarterback in 2024, just not in Denver. Has been for the Steelers. I also said the Broncos would draft a quarterback in the first round. I was right by that with Bo Nix. I said there would be 5 QBs selected in the first round of the NFL draft. There were 6. I said 2024 would be Aaron Boone's last season as the Yankees manager.
He saved himself for sure.
Saved himself. I thought at least 2 of the 4 majors would be won by players from LIV. Only one was. Bryson DeChambeau won the U.S. Open. I thought either the Timberwolves, Thunder, Clippers, or Kings would win the NBA championship. Didn't get any of those. I said Jokic would win his 3rd NBA MVP in the last 4 years. Got that one correct. I thought Mike Vrabel would be the New England Patriots head coach in 2024. They didn't do that directly.
Yeah, it might not happen, but it wouldn't surprise me if Mayo's one and done.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me either. I said the Big Ten would have 3 teams in the college football playoff. They got 4.
They did get 4, didn't they?
I said this season would be the last for at least 2 Big Ten basketball coaches, and I'm giving myself it because at the time, Chris Holtmann was still Ohio State's coach.
Hey. I can see.
I said the Phillies would win the World Series. Whiffed on that. I said the state of Indiana would get 3 teams in the NCAA tournament. They only got 1.
I was going to say, who are the other two that you thought? My Butler? Or would
no,
you
I thought, like I thought IPFW. I thought Indiana and then a mid-major like IPFW.
Indiana or, State was really good last year, Indiana, too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they did pretty well in the NIT. I said Sean. I don't think they won it, or were runner up.
One of the two.
Yeah. I said Sean McVay would step away. He didn't.
Yeah.
I said Ricky Fowler would win a major championship. He didn't.
That was bold.
I said the USA would win the medal count in the Olympics. They did that.
That wasn't very bold.
This one wasn't bold at all, but I wanted to get one right. I said Caitlin Clark would be drafted number one overall by the Indiana Fever because she could have went back to college.
She could have
went back for another year. And my last two, I said Carson Beck would win the Heisman Trophy. He didn't.
He stunk.
And I said the NBA would announce the return of the Seattle Supersonics, which you know that's going to be one of my 25 for 2025.
Oh, yeah.
Getting closer. Okay. Getting closer.
Yeah, definitely.
But we've done worse. We've done worse on our bowl predictions. So.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. I was surprised I got as many right as I did, even though I probably only got 20% right. But I'll take it.
Yep. Yep. They're bold for a reason. Uh-huh. They're not supposed to be correct. So. What do you want to start with tonight? You want to talk college football playoff? You want to talk NFL? You want to talk college hoops?
Let's go college football playoff.
All right. Quarterfinals get underway tomorrow. Only one game tomorrow, three on New Year's Day. We got Penn State and Boise State tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, you have, I don't remember what order they're in, but you got Oregon and Ohio State win the Rose Bowl, which is pretty cool. Even though they're both Big Ten teams, that's still – seems like a cool traditional matchup there. You got Notre Dame and Georgia, and you got Texas and Arizona State.
I think Notre Dame game's last.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I'll even start off with giving you my prediction for one of them at least. This will be the J-Man's book it prediction of the week. I think Ohio State gets revenge after they should have won in Oregon, and Ohio State moves on to the semifinal. J-Man's Book of Predictions of the Week brought to you by Travis Watchering Insurance Agency for Life, Home, Auto, Workers' Comp, Farm Insurance, Renters, all sorts of insurance. Contact Travis at his new offices. I believe it's in Noblesville. Sorry, I don't have it pulled up.
Okay. Yeah, I got you here. No, I don't. No, his number is 219-869-4561. I thought I had the read up here. I do not because I read it last week. And yeah, I even made a prediction last week. I said whoever won between Ohio State and Oregon would win the national title.
That's I don't disagree with that at all. I think it could absolutely happen. I think probably the two best teams left, I would say. And they just happen to play each other in the quarterfinal, which They'll probably need to figure out seeding and all of that going forward, especially when you have the one seed getting probably significantly worse, worse deal than, you know, the whatever seed Penn State was, 7 seed, 8 seed.
I think the reason they did that was they didn't want to take the chance of getting 3 Big Ten teams into the semifinals.
That's fair.
Which they still could have, though, if Indiana would have beat Notre Dame and then and then Georgia, and then Penn State beat SMU and Boise State, and then you already got Oregon sitting there.
Yeah. I think they were fairly confident Indiana was not going to beat Notre Dame.
Right. Which I indicated last week, the score was a lot closer than the game really was.
Significantly so.
But, yeah, if we learned anything around one, home field advantage definitely made a difference. But now it's all neutral.
Yeah, I think they should be playing at their home field up until I would maybe even semifinal play at your home field. Because, again, that takes away an advantage of being a higher seed. I know you get the bye and all that, but now Oregon's got to play, you know, at the Rose Bowl against Ohio State. And it'll probably be equal fans, if not more Ohio State fans there. And we saw how cool it was to be on campus, how loud
it was cool.
Notre Dame Stadium was, Penn State. Texas was rocking. Mm-hmm. It was really cool. And it would have been really cool to see a Penn State play on the blue turf at Boise.
Sure.
Instead of wherever they're playing, neutral site.
I think they're in the Fiesta Bowl, I think.
In Arizona.
I think.
So,
yep.
I wish they would have them playing still. Because
that or Texan if yes, the ball. Now I gotta look it up. Damn.
It'd be fun to see, you know, some snow games late in the year too.
Texas. No, Texas is in the Peach Bowl.
That Atlanta.
Yeah, so Penn State, Boise State Fiesta Bowl.
Okay. Boise has some history in the Fiesta Bowl. That was where the Oklahoma Boise State game was in 07. That
Statue of Liberty, Ian Johnson.
Statue of Liberty play happened in the hook and ladder on fourth down, too.
That nobody talks about enough.
No one talks about it. They just talk about the Statue of Liberty. Statue
of Liberty. But I'm going with Penn State for tomorrow night. In that matchup, I just think their defense is too good.
Yeah, I know Ashton Ginty has been facing a lot of 9-10 man boxes. He hasn't faced. I mean, he did pretty well against Oregon, but that was so early in the season that there wasn't much tape to study for. And remember, Oregon the first 2 weeks kind of struggled a little bit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They about lost. I forget who they played week one, but
Idaho.
Yes, yeah, Idaho FCS, where they were struggling there for about 3.5 quarters, and they kind of pulled away. But too many athletes for Penn State. That defense is nasty. I think Genty will probably get his. I'm sure he'll get over 100 yards. It might take him, you know, 25, 30 carries to get there. But he'll get his enough. I just don't think there'll be enough around Boise to win that one. So I think Penn State wins fairly handily.
Each of these teams has a guy that I really want one of them to somehow end up on the Denver Broncos. Mm-hmm. I don't see it happening, but Ngenti or Tyler Warren.
Yeah, yeah.
Running back and tight end is a position they need to address. So
yeah.
Yeah. I doubt either of them are there by the time the Broncos select.
I would give anything for the Dolphins to take Tyler Warren for sure.
He's a beast.
He's a stud.
He's just a beast.
Old school too.
Yep. So then the New Year's Day games, the Peach Bowl, Texas and Arizona State. I think this is a very intriguing matchup. Mm-hmm. I don't think people are giving Arizona State enough of a chance. And I almost want to take them, but in the end, I do think Texas just has too much talent.
Yeah, I think Texas wins by 2-ish touchdowns or so. Cool story, though. Arizona State projected to finish dead last in the new Big 12, expanded Big 12 there. But Cam Scadabo, fun to watch, running back, big bruiser. We talked a few weeks ago, has an all-star like quality about him. But yeah, I think Texas is just too talented, too good of a team. I think they move on fairly easily.
You already said you think Ohio State will be Oregon. Okay. I'm agreeing with you. And before the Ohio State Tennessee game, I was already sold on Oregon winning it all. Mm-hmm. But the way Ohio State looked and looked locked in against Tennessee, and that was a good Tennessee team. Mm-hmm. And I know it was at Ohio State, but they just took them to the woodshed. It's like that. I know losing to Michigan, Ohio State fans hate that more than anything. I get it. That might be the best thing that could have happened for them for this season, trying to win national title.
Yeah, and we talk about it in the NFL playoffs where sometimes the one seed who gets the bye, or back in the day when it was the top two seeds get a bye, they come out a little flat because they had a layoff. Well, they get an extra week of a layoff, Oregon does, so they haven't played in them. About three weeks, about almost a month. And so I could see them being a little flat, maybe not flat, but a little rusty, if you will. So, but yeah, that's another reason why I'm taking Ohio State.
And then Notre Dame and Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. Georgia's without Carson Beck, as Gunnar Stockton is the guy for the rest of the way. I mean, I think we both have said this a few times. If there was any team to lose their quarterback and still be able to win it all, it's probably either Georgia or Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know much about Georgia's backup, but that defense is still good. I'm sure they still have a really good running game. Carson Beck.
He held his own in the SEC championship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did. So. Beck, he tore his UCL, which if it was baseball terms – he'd be instantly having Tommy John surgery. So I don't know how that will affect him going forward with the NFL draft. I think his stock is already kind of tanked a little bit because he didn't have a very good year. But that's going to be a close one. But these are the type of games that Notre Dame has to start winning to be taken more seriously, because they have not beaten teams, especially in a playoff situation like this. I know they've been in the playoff once or twice. but they've been getting destroyed. And this is the kind of game. It's kind of set up nice for them to get to face a backup quarterback. I know Georgia's super talented, and I'm going to take Notre Dame in a real close one.
Yeah, because this is Marcus Freeman's chance. Mm-hmm. You know, every time they fell short is under Brian Kelly. And you can make an argument and you know, say what you want about IU's team and everything. But you can make an argument that was Freeman's biggest win of his career.
Yeah.
Was 2 weeks ago in the college football playoff against mm-hmm. against Indiana. I'm going to take Georgia, but in a close one. It would not shock me in the least for Notre Dame to win. And I will go on record. If Notre Dame wins against Georgia, they will be playing for the national championship. Mm-hmm. They will beat Penn State or Boise State.
Completely agree.
Yep. Yep. So, and I honestly, I think that's why I, when I reached out to my friends that I knew who were reversibles, and all of them about said the same thing. I'm torn, but I'm rooting for Notre Dame. I think most of their logic was, we think Notre Dame could make it all the way if they win, whereas Indiana's probably one and done.
Yeah. Which, yeah, that makes complete sense. But, yeah.
It's interesting that report came out today that Notre Dame's not shopping for a quarterback in the portal. They're probably running or going forward with the young gun CJ Carr going forward.
Yeah, you can only do the portal thing so many times.
Yeah.
So it's time colleges get back to developing players.
Yes.
And having them stick, you know, all 4 years, all 5 years.
I don't think Jeff Fromm ever will at Louisville. I think he'll buy a quarterback every year. They got Miller. I think they got Miller Moss from USC, if I saw that correctly. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. It does seem like there have been less opt-outs in bowl games, and the bowls have been pretty dang good.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to see.
Yeah, it's refreshing. I know tomorrow South Carolina and Illinois plays. Illinois had one guy opt out, Pat Bryant, who was their top receiver. But other than that, everyone else is playing. I want to say for South Carolina, pretty much everyone's playing for them as well.
That's great. That's great.
The bowl games have been great. I haven't watched.
They have been really good. I'm right there with you, though.
Been fantastic so far. And, I mean, years past, it's just who cares, you know?
But, yeah.
It seems like maybe we're starting to get back to the
Hey,
bowl games mean something.
So. And shout out to BYU laying it on Colorado.
Yeah.
Did you realize that's an in-conference matchup?
I did. Yeah. I mean, obviously, they didn't play each other this year.
Right.
They probably haven't played each other in forever, but still.
Right.
It kind of stinks you're in, you know, same conference and playing a bowl game.
I'm just laughing, though. And they had a good year. But I was listening to some Colorado sports radio over the weekend, and these Colorado Buffalo fans were calling after the game. I'm like, you know, great year, disappointing finish, but I think we're going to be better next year.
You're losing everyone.
Heisman Trophy winner and a quarterback that's probably also going to go in the top five or top three. You can't replace that right away. Your offensive line has given up 66 sacks the last two seasons.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to get better overnight. I mean, they're getting talent, but I don't see them being better.
No, honestly, I'm surprised Deion's sticking around now that his sons won't be there.
I know.
So, yeah.
His name on the Rocky Mountains, he said. He wants his name engraved in there. He wants to leave a legacy.
The reason why a lot of people don't like Colorado, for one, ESPN, you know,
yes.
BYU's killing them. They don't tweet a single highlight of BYU the entire thing, but they tweet the highlight of Travis Hunter catching a touchdown down 27-0.
100% correct.
And that's because they shove them down our throats.
Yep.
No one asked for it either.
No.
But for some reason, they think that's what we – I honestly, I don't think those networks care about what the people want anymore. They just want as much engagement as possible. If we hate them, awesome.
Yep.
That's just as good as if we love it. So,
because it wasn't only ESPN, it was Fox. I mean, how many times last year was the Fox Big Noon game and everything? So, yeah.
Gus Johnson sounds audibly bored when he's not doing a Colorado game.
He really does.
Yeah.
He really does. So, but it's going to be intriguing. I mean, I'm on record. I like this college football playoff.
Yeah.
It has my interest a lot more than the four team playoff used to.
Mm-hmm.
So for sure.
I have a pick six that is tied in with the playoff as well. Three Big Ten teams. I mean, we're essentially a Big Ten podcast in a sense. So I took two players from each of those three teams, starting with Oregon and Dylan Gabriel.
He's like 80 years old on his third school, but he's a good college quarterback. I don't know how that's going to translate to the NFL, but he's a stud. I mean, he was good at UCF before his leg injury. He was good at Oklahoma, and he's been even better at Oregon. So, no, the kid can play. He's athletic, makes good decisions. Yeah, you got to play well as a defense to beat him, for sure.
Yeah, have to. Then Tez Johnson.
Yeah, one of the best, not only wide receivers, but athletes.
Yeah,
in great the Big returner, Ten. Great returner. They got so many dudes. Yeah. But, yeah, he's going to translate just fine in the NFL when he gets there.
Yeah. Will Howard, Ohio State.
Yeah, gamer. He was good at Kansas State. You know, and it's funny because Kyle McCord actually had a pretty good year for Syracuse.
Yeah.
But you won't see any Ohio State fan say that they wish they had Kyle McCord over Will Howard. So I think he's fitting perfect with this team, and he's a gamer. He's good. Yeah.
McCord set the all-time ACC passing record this year. He broke Deshaun Watson's record, but you don't hear Ohio State fans lamenting that they lost him because he wasn't very good last year for him.
And, you know, Syracuse quarterbacks put up numbers a lot, and you got to think they play half the year inside a dome with that no weather conditions. Sure. That's pretty rare for college. Yeah. So.
Last Ohio State guy here, Emeka Egbuka. Seems like he's been there forever, too.
Yeah, he's one of their many future NFL wide receivers. I think they literally have four that you have to cover all time. And then, of course, they have offensive linemen that are going to go pro. They have a pair of running backs that will be in the pros. That's what $20 million gets you. but he's no Marvin Harrison Jr., but he's a stud, though, in his own right. So yeah.
Penn State, Drew Aller.
Yeah, come back. Next year, he's announced that, which I think is smart because he's
very.
I don't see a maybe after next year, maybe he can be an NFL guy, but don't really see it. But he's built like Josh Allen, doesn't play like Josh Allen, but he's built like Josh Allen. And I think he's a fine quarterback. I think he came into college with too much hype.
Yeah, I agree. He kind of reminds me of Christian Hackenberg a little bit.
Yeah, a lot really hyped there too.
As far as hype goes, and then Hackenberg left too early, and he never really did anything. I don't even know if he took a snap in the NFL, second round.
Might have for the Jets. Maybe.
Yeah, he might have for the Jets, but yeah, he was pretty bad. But then next Penn State guy, last one. We already talked about Tyler Warren, Abdul Carter.
He's their D lineman, right?
Yeah. Last I saw, ESPN had him as their number one overall player on the draft board.
He's a their defense.
Yeah.
I can't name it too many other guys off the top of my head, but they're beast. I mean, it reminds me of when they had Courtney Brown and LeVar Arrington in the late 90s and just wrecked fools. That's what their defense is doing this year. They've got an easier road with SMU than Boise State, but man, they're getting close from Franklin getting a national title. And
I know.
Mind-blowing with a guy who can't win the big one. And
That would be kind of hilarious if he gets one before a win day. But,
it would.
Yeah, I don't know how people scored on that defense last year when they had Abdul Carter and then Chop Robinson on the other side. Chop's been awesome the past, like, nine games in the NFL.
Yeah.
Franklin knows how to recruit. He always has good defenses, and now it seems like he finally has an offense that could – at least win him something. So
yeah, getting talent's never an issue at Penn State.
Nope.
But good pick six list, J-Man, which has been brought to you by, like it has every podcast of 2024, Proforma Print 2 Promo Group. If you're looking for a trustworthy, dependable resource for your next trade show, company picnic, or sales meeting in 2025, Proforma Print 2 Promo Group has over 50 years combined experience in promotional products and commercial print. They strive for fast and efficient response to all your print needs, so you can look no further. Let them be your one-source print and promotional company today by giving Barbara Van Weinsberg a call at 574-210-3815. You want to get educated for the last time in 2024, so So you're smarter come 2025. let's see here. Pulling up for the first time here. On this day, 1934, the New York Rangers and Boston Bruins battle out a 0-0 tie. It was the first of a 37-game overtime undefeated streak for the Bruins, the longest in NHL history. Streak spanned over 4 years and includes 27 ties.
Who do you think, what team is the most storied franchise in the NHL? Is it the Boston Bruins?
Yeah, they're one of the original ones. Yeah. Canadian hockey fans would argue Montreal Canadiens, but they haven't. And I'm a very, 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 very casual hockey fan. I can't even name many players outside Colorado Avalanche roster anymore. But when a Canadian franchise hasn't won the Cup since 93, I don't think you can throw them in that mix. I'm sorry. That's been 31 years. Yeah. 31 years. So, yeah, I think the Bruins are a good one. I think at one time you could probably say the Red Wings, but they've kind of tampered off a little bit. I think the Bruins are a good one.
Yeah.
Good question, though. One question I've never thought of, to be honest. On this day in 1956, the National Football League Championship was played at Yankee Stadium. The New York Giants beat the Chicago Bears 47-7 for the Giants' fourth NFL title. On this day in 1962, the National Football League Championship was played once again at Yankee Stadium. The Green Bay Packers beat the New York Giants 16-7.
That's boring.
On this day in 1973, the Miami Dolphins won the AFC Championship over the Oakland Raiders 27-10.
Yeah, that's pretty good squad. They were good that year. So they won the Super Bowl that year as well. Obviously, they weren't an undefeated squad that year. But
you can get this right since you knew they won the Super Bowl that year. Who won the NFC Championship that day in 1973?
I want to say it was the Minnesota Vikings.
Vikings over the Cowboys by also a score 27-10. Mm-hmm. The great one appears again on this day, 1981. Wayne Gretzky scored 5 goals and had an assist. The Edmonton Oilers 7-5 win over the Philadelphia Flyers, giving Gretzky 50 goals in 39 games, the fastest 50-50 in NHL history. Also set the NHL record for 15 game assist streak.
When's the last time a player's had 5 goals in a game?
It's probably happened more recently than we think, but Wayne's just as good as Michael Jordan was. Wayne Gretzky might have dominated hockey even more than Jordan even dominated more, basketball.
Yeah.
It's cricket. Not going to test your knowledge there today. On this day in 2008, the Denver Broncos fired Mike Shanahan, who had a lifetime contract at the time with the Broncos.
You win 2 Super Bowls, you get a lifetime deal. Yep. That's interesting.
They lost their last 3 games of the season, and Pat Bowlen was ready to make a move and then hire Josh McDaniels.
Mike Shanahan, you look at his coaching tree now, and it rivals about anyone, especially with the current guys. Of course, he has a son, but then you throw Matt LaFleur in there and Sean McVay and Mike McDaniel. They were all Shanahan guys when he was with Washington, at least.
Still can't believe he's not in the Hall of Fame. Not even a finalist. I don't. He spoke out against Goodell a number of years ago. I think that was his doing in. But interesting, on this day in 2013, Mike Shanahan was fired by the then Washington Redskins. So 5 years apart, the same day, fired.
Man, he is not a big fan of December 30th, obviously.
No, he's not. On this day in 2016, the 83rd Orange Bowl was played. Number 10 Florida State beat number 6 Michigan, 33-32. I remember that being a really good game.
Couldn't tell you that one.
Then a year later, the 84th Orange Bowl saw number 6 Wisconsin beat number 11 Miami, Florida, 34-24.
I don't remember Miami being in the Rose Bowl?
Orange Bowl.
Orange Bowl, okay. I was like, man, I don't remember ACC schools being in the Rose Bowl. That makes more sense.
On this day in 2018, Patrick Mahomes became only the second quarterback in NFL history to throw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns during the Chiefs' 35-3 win over the then Oakland Raiders, achieving both marks with third quarter with an 89-yard touchdown pass to DeMarcus Robinson.
Yeah.
2 more here on this day in 2019. The 86th Orange Bowl. Stop saying Rose. Orange Bowl was played. Number 6 Florida beat number 24 Virginia, 36-28. I couldn't have told you Virginia made the Orange Bowl.
I couldn't have told you Florida was a top 10 team that recently.
And on this day in 2020, San Antonio assistant Becky Hammon became the first female to coach an NBA team after Spurs head coach Greg Popovich was ejected in a 121-107 loss to the LA Lakers.
Becky Hammon is in the WNBA now.
She's back. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So maybe we'll see her become a head coach in the NBA someday.
Yeah. I think sooner rather than later, I think
somebody's going to break through that barrier.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Eventually. So I was shocked to see that Penn State, and this is a rabbit hole before I get the sponsor to read, but Penn State's volleyball team, they won the national title.
Mm-hmm.
The first time ever that a team's won with a female head coach.
I saw that too. That was very shocking.
Blew my mind.
Yeah, I figured, especially women's volleyball, you would think there'd be a female head coach to win it. But, man, that is
crazy.
Surprising. Penn State's won a bunch recently, too. Yeah. They're a powerhouse in volleyball.
Oh, the Big Ten's ridiculous when it comes to volleyball and wrestling. Both. Excuse me. And the On This Day segment is brought to you by, like it has been for every podcast in 2024, Mooney Woodcrafts. Mooney Woodcrafts is a veteran-owned and operated woodcraft shop based out of Texas with Indiana grassroots. They provide 100% hand-cut custom designs to fit your needs, and their pieces are a great addition to any home, office, or man cave. You can see some of Thad's recently completed projects by visiting at Moody Woodcrafts on Instagram and on Facebook. And if you let them know the Tan and J-Man Show sent you, you get 15% off your first signed order. So get your signed orders in 2025. Makes a great gift for any occasion.
Sir.
The National Football League, 17 weeks down after tonight's Monday night game. 1 week to go. Our teams are fighting for the last playoff spot in the AFC.
The Chiefs owe the Dolphins one, I tell you. 2019, the then 4-11 Dolphins went into Tom Brady in New England and won there, and the Chiefs got the one seed, and that's why they ended up winning the Super Bowl that year. So Chiefs owe us. They owe us, man. Now, at the same time.
You helped the Broncos out, too, in 2015 by doing the same, beating the Patriots, giving the Broncos the number one seed that led to the Super Bowl. So, Dolphins are good about that.
Yeah. It is hard to believe, though, that the Dolphins, after starting 2-6, are now in a position where they have a legitimate chance to make the playoffs. Do I think it happened? Probably not. I think I don't know what their odds are, but it can't be much greater than 30% at this point. Their odds went up with the Colts losing yesterday, as they are officially eliminated.
They got better odds than the Bengals.
They do have better odds than Bengals because Bengals need Dolphins and Broncos to lose, and they need to win.
Right. Where,
it's pretty cut and dry for the Broncos. Win and you're in.
Yep.
If you lose
that way for 3 weeks, though, Josh.
That is a good point. You are playing a Chiefs team that has nothing to play for. But at the same time, they have this, you know, voodoo magic, as we've talked about. So who knows?
They do.
Carson Wentz is one of the better backup quarterbacks. So it is at home, though, which helps.
There was a report today. This came from Peter Schrager of the NFL Network this morning. And I should bring up the guy's name because I had never heard of him. He said, look for the Chiefs to potentially play their third string quarterback in the second half.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Thanks, but Reed.
I don't know.
Thanks, Andy.
He could just be saying stuff, but they did evaluate. They did up him from the practice squad onto the active roster,
which makes sense because
and I guess if you're getting beat by a couple touchdowns, which hopefully is the case in my perspective, you want to get Wentz out there just in case something happens to Mahomes in the playoffs. You do have a backup.
The thing is though. The Chiefs have had such a hard time with the Bengals. So if the Bengals are in.
Which Chiefs, we'll know if they win or lost by Sunday because they play Saturday.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, I think they would probably rather they would rather, if they were to have faced a team, much rather face the Dolphins or the Broncos than they would the Bengals.
100%. I think any team in the AFC would pick that right now with the way the Bengals offense is. And Joe Burrow's cooking right now.
So it'll be in it's a good thing, I guess. I know what the NFL did. It played the Dolphins and Broncos game at the same time. I mean, Dolphins lose on, you know, the 1 o'clock game or something, then the Broncos game means nothing. Now it does mean something if the Bengals win, of course, but they have to go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but say the Bengals would have lost and the Dolphins would have played at 1 o'clock and lost. Denver probably wouldn't have played their guys.
Exactly.
They can't get better in a seventh seed. So that would have been meaningless. So I know what they were doing. But the one I didn't understand was, and I guess they just are getting AFC North out of the way, throwing the Browns and Ravens in at 4:30 on Saturday. I didn't really understand that.
Yeah, probably has something to do with, okay, we'll get the AFC North wrapped up.
Yeah,
assuming Baltimore wins, I assume they'll lock it up, which they will because DTR.
Oh, yeah.
I would go on record and say DTR, Dorian Thompson-Robinson is, I would say, at least a bottom three quarterback I've seen the Dolphins face in my lifetime.
He's not good.
He's miserable.
He's not good at all.
Anyway, Three winners, three losers from this week. I start with the winners. Baltimore Ravens going into Houston. Houston's got some issues. We've been talking about them all year, but absolutely dominated them from start to finish. And I think Lamar might have locked her up again for another MVP. I know Josh Allen has something to say about that, but statistically,
I think if his team was any better, Joe Burrow would win the dang thing.
I 100% agree, and I think he has vaulted himself into at least a convo. And if they make the playoffs, maybe.
He solidified himself as top four quarterback in the league. Yeah. Man, yeah. I think you got Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, and Burrow right there.
Yeah. 1,000%. Yeah, Burrow's having the best year of his career. And it was right after I called him overrated. I think you had him on a pick six list in like early mm-hmm. October, and I called him overrated.
He heard you.
Absolutely taking off. And Ja'Marr Chase is having one of the best seasons we've seen from a wide receiver. He's about to win the Triple Crown wide receiver. Dolphins could have stayed at number three, but instead traded down and then traded up and took Waddle, who can't stay healthy. Could have had Ja'Marr Chase. Anyway, Baltimore Ravens, first winner.
I'm taking the Minnesota Vikings.
Every week, man.
They about choked it, but 27-25 went over the Packers. Yeah. Now it's huge Sunday night matchup against the Detroit. Doesn't even matter what happens in Detroit tonight. Winner gets the one seed. And I'm starting to think, like, I still don't think the Vikings are a Super Bowl team, but if they get that home field advantage, I don't think I can pick against them.
I know. Every week they win, and every week we're picking against them. Now, if I'm the Lions, I'm benching Jahmyr Gibbs tonight, as well as Jameson Williams, just so the J-Man can win a fantasy title for the first time ever.
But you already won the regular season. Don't get greedy.
I won the regular season. I won it all. I won it all.
Yeah. I've only won one. I've been playing fantasy football since 2005. I won one year, and it was one of the years we didn't play for money.
We didn't play for money. It is funny, the progression. We started in high school not playing for anything. Then we bumped it up to $5. Then I think it was 25, and now we're at where we're at now. So yeah. We're making a little bit of money. My second winner, the Kansas City Chiefs. I was rooting for Pittsburgh because I wanted the Chiefs to have something to play for this week with the Dolphins still hanging in there. And they took it to a very, very good defense in Pittsburgh and locked up the one seed. I want to say that I don't think this team's good enough to win a Super Bowl, but they're 15-1 for a reason. They'll probably win another one. They'll probably win their third.
Yep. And going back to the Vikings real quick, what do you do with Sam Darnold if you're the Vikings? Do you try to keep him around or do you let him go?
You have to. There's no way to know J.J. McCarthy's going to be better.
I know.
You got to lock him up. Have to.
Yeah, it's crazy. Good for that dude.
Incredible timing to have the greatest year of your career into the contract year.
It shows you sometimes quarterbacks just need a new setting, and other times maybe teams are too quick to move on from a quarterback.
And remember when Darnold was drafted? He was so young for a draft-eligible quarterback that, I mean, it took him a few years, but here he is. He has some really good weapons to throw to, and I'm not even going to use that as a reason why he's been good. He's just been legitimately very good. So
not turning the ball over or anything.
Yeah.
My number two winner, there's a lot of good ones here. I'm going to go Washington Commanders, winning 30-24 in overtime, getting in the playoffs first time since 2020, first time having an 11-win season since 1991.
Yep.
So that franchise has been through a lot. They finally got rid of the worst owner in sports, and it's paying dividends.
Philadelphia Eagles, my final winner, locked up the two seed, I believe, and they just whooped with the second and third string quarterback. Kenny Pickett gets hurt. Then a guy literally I've never heard of comes in with the first name I'm sure you're loving, Tanner. Tanner McKee from Stanford. I'd never heard of him, ever. And
I didn't realize he was in the NFL, though. I knew he was at Stanford. I didn't know he's in the NFL.
So. It's rare for me not to at least heard of somebody, you know. And it didn't matter. That defense scored at least one touchdown themselves. And, it'll be interesting to see what old Jerry does with McCarthy at the end of the year.
And, this is a good week for winners and losers because there's a lot that are going in each category. But I'm going with a player for my third winner. I'm going with Drew Lock. Career game yesterday. Four cutties through the air, one on the ground. And Giants fans hate him today, but I was loving it yesterday. Yeah. So good for him.
Old team Giants fans hate him today.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him. And my first loser is the Indianapolis Colts.
1,000%.
They do this all the time where they have a game they can't afford to lose against an inferior opponent and they crumble.
Give up 45.
Chris Ballard way. It's the Chris Ballard way. It 7 years, last 7 years, how many AFC South titles the Colts have? Zero. Jaguars, two. Titans, two. Texans, three. It's time for the Colts to tear it down.
Yeah, starting with Chris Ballard. Somebody, they need a new voice in there for sure. 100%.
Yep.
My first loser, they won this week, but it's the Seattle Seahawks.
What a boring game. Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
but it's mainly due to the Rams winning the way they did, because if the Rams lose, that opened the door for the Seahawks to win the division. But first and goal, I don't know how much time was left, a minute left in the Rams-Cardinals game. Cardinals, Kyler Murray throws a what looked to be – it could have been a touchdown, and it stoinked right off of McBride's helmet right to a L.A. Rams player for an interception, and the game was over. And there went any chance Seattle had to make the playoffs. So,
my number two loser, head coach of my favorite team, Sean Payton. It wasn't not going for two, even though in the moment I wanted him to. I understand, because a tie would have got the Broncos in the playoffs. So I understand going for one. I'm not mad about that. I'm more mad about the conservative play calling in overtime. And then when you need to be conservative and run the ball, knowing a tie will get you, you decide to throw. Yeah. I have no idea. Sometimes I think he gets in his own head because he's very arrogant, very smart guy, but very arrogant. And I think he overthinks things so bad. And he won't admit when he's wrong to the media. I mean, it's the weirdest thing, because myself and one of my best friends that's a big Bronco fan, we talk about this a lot, that without Sean Payton, this team is not 9-7 right now and on the cusp of possibly making the playoffs. I don't think anybody else does that with this roster. But at the same time, he's kind of really foobarred some situations with his clock management and his play calling at times the last few weeks. So it's interesting to hot and cold on Sean.
It would have been interesting if they picked up a first down, because Bengals are out of timeouts. You take three knees, don't even chance it, and you're in. So, yeah. My second loser is the New York Jets. 40-0. They stink. They've given up, and I hope they continue to put forth the effort.
40-14. They scored twice.
Oh, they did score twice late, yeah. I stopped even looking at the score.
But the backup, scored.
I mean, their backup's Tyrod Taylor, so he's a pretty solid backup. But Rodgers benched himself. Never Rodgers' fault, though.
I don't think he's there next year.
He can't be anywhere. I know some team, the Raiders, be dumb enough to sign him.
If Ballard's still there?
Colts would 1,000% do. I mean, they've done the old quarterbacks. I mean, they went from Rivers to Matt Ryan. And who else they got? So, Joe Flacco.
Yeah, well, you need Carson Wentz.
Forgot the Wentz experiment.
You know, I got thinking, and aside from Rodgers, Russell Wilson better hope the Steelers want him back. I think that's the only team he could play for. If not, he's going to have to probably retire.
I agree. Yeah, he's looking pretty good with Pittsburgh. But yeah.
Which there's not going to be a lot of free agent quarterbacks available.
No.
So he might be a Steeler again next year.
Yeah.
My last loser. I'm gonna go with the Falcons.
Yeah, they're gonna be one. Yeah,
tough way to lose. I think Yun Hoku probably makes that kick.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
The other kicker can't kick outside. tough. I mean, Penix looked pretty good. It's still such an interesting decision to move away from Kirk when they did in the middle of a playoff race, but. Long term, I think that's the direction I want to go. So
yeah, I was calling for it because Kirk had looked. He'd thrown like one touchdown to nine interceptions over like a 3-game span.
For him. I said this last week. Look for him to be a Niner or a Ram next year.
Yeah. My final loser, Cleveland Browns. There's no direction. You have Deshaun Watson there still. You can't really cut him, so you're kind of stuck. You have probably the best defensive player in the NFL, Myles Garrett. And just nothing else. Boring.
Yep. So, all right. Week 18 picks, starting with the Saturday games. Cleveland Browns at Baltimore Ravens.
I have the Baltimore Ravens for 16.
Great minds think alike right away. Ravens for 16. That's a lot of Bengals at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Bengals playing their best football. They need to stop starting so bad. Every year they start so bad.
Dig a hole.
Give me the Bengals for 9.
Take the Steelers for 1. And I don't know why. I think it's more I could see this Bengals defense crumbling.
Sure.
Then the Bengals offense not playing well.
It will be interesting though, should Baltimore win, what they do in Pittsburgh. So
true.
It's hard picking the week 18 games.
It's very tough. It's very tough.
Yeah.
New York Giants have Philadelphia Eagles.
I have the Philadelphia Eagles for 15. Again, Philly's got nothing to play for either, but it's at home.
I got the Eagles for 9. Saquon probably shouldn't play, but I bet he does against his former team.
Yeah. Tries to break the record. I don't think he'll break the record, but he did rush for over 2,000 yards. So,
Chicago Bears at Green Bay Packers.
I have the Packers for 12.
Got the Packers for 15. They're not losing. Carolina Panthers at Atlanta Falcons. Falcons have to have this if they want any shot getting in the playoffs.
Falcons for 8.
I got the Falcons for 12. Saints at Buccaneers. Buccaneers win. They're in.
Yeah, Baker, 5 touchdowns yesterday. He was on point. Give me Tampa Bay for 13. New Orleans is a bottom 3 team in the NFL right now.
I got the Buccaneers for 14. Washington Commanders at Dallas Cowboys.
I have Washington for 5.
Yeah, Washington for 13. Jaguars at the Colts. Wonder if Lucas Oil is even halfway full on Sunday.
Yeah. Give me the Colts for 4.
Taking the Jags for 2. I think the Colts are just – I think they're mentally just done.
Yeah.
I mean, Pat McAfee went in on them yesterday, and that got a whole thing going with Indy media today. So, Houston Texans at Tennessee Titans.
Give me Texans for 11.
Texans have nothing to play for.
Yeah.
So I'm taking Titans for 4.
Titans are bad.
I take them for 4. I don't know why. This is I think you're beating me probably for the picks on the year. I'm not sure.
I should have kept a little better track than I did. I only missed 3 yesterday, so.
Yeah, you beat me this week, so. Bills at Patriots.
Buffalo for 10. Bills have nothing to play for either.
That's why I took the Patriots for 3. These are going to backfire on me. I'm thinking, bad. Oh. These starters can't lose to the backups, can they?
They absolutely can.
Yeah. San Francisco 49ers at Arizona Cardinals.
This game means nothing. Give me Arizona for 3.
I got Arizona for 5 because they're at home. Yeah. Dolphins at Jets.
I have the Dolphins for 1. Tyler Huntley's probably starting again, but
Snoop.
He was great yesterday. I'll give him
that. He was good. I got Dolphins for 7. Seahawks at Rams.
I have the Rams for 6.
I got the Rams for 6. Chargers at Raiders.
Chargers for 7.
Got the Chargers for 11. Chiefs at Broncos.
I have Denver for 2. I think they get in.
Broncos for 8, but God, I'm nervous. And the Vikings at the Lions.
I'm taking the Lions for 14.
I'm taking the Lions for 10. I think they're the one seed in the NFC.
Every week, man, I do the same
Viking
thing.
Fans hate us.
Hate us.
I know a couple of them.
This isn't the first time we've continued to pick against Minnesota. Hey, it did backfire on them in the playoffs 2 years ago. Whenever that was.
Well, we kind of ran out of time to talk Big Ten hoops, which starts this week.
Yeah.
I guess one quick thing you want to talk about Illinois. One worry or concern for you going into Big Ten play?
They beat Chicago State by about 90 yesterday.
As they should.
As they should. Chicago State's 0-15 now. So, Kylan Boswell, triple-double. When Underwood took over, Illinois had 2 triple-doubles in their history, and they have 5 in the past 4 seasons. So
that's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
I would like Purdue to have somebody step up outside the big 3. Yeah. Miles Colvin, Cam, and Heidi aren't doing anything, especially rebounding. And Purdue's a poor rebounding team, and it's not going to get better. Rebounding interior defense is struggling, and I don't know how they fix that. So that's my main concern.
Yeah, 75 of the 84 points yesterday were from the big 3, which is not sustainable, but Matt Painter deserves the benefit of the doubt too. So,
right. Somebody's got to step up.
Yeah.
Birdie or bogey, there's been 3 NFL teams since 2000 to have drafted multiple number 1 overall quarterbacks and have started those same quarterbacks. Can you name those 3 teams?
Carolina Panthers, Cam Newton, Bryce Young.
Correct.
Who has had the number one overall pick? And taking a quarterback. I don't even have a guess. That's how bad this is.
Thank you, Tom.
Number one overall pick, and they took a quarterback. I'm thinking of quarterbacks that were taking number one overall. You had Eli in New York. He was technically LA Chargers. Dolphins haven't had they've had the number one pick, but didn't take a quarterback. Colts have had it once since 2000. Patriots, no.
We're off the air now.
I figured. I can't even think of teams. Detroit Lions.
No.
All right, just give it to me.
It's the LA Rams.
Oh man, Goff and Bradford.
Yep. And the Cincinnati Bengals.
Palmer and Burrow.
Yep.
Son of a mother. the problem with that, you know what? I'm going to give myself a double, because if I were to just give myself a bogey, we'd be tied for the year. So you won. You Woo-hoo! Won birdie bogey this year. Plus 14 to plus 15. So
we are awful.
We're awesome. Thanks for watching. Hope everyone has a safe, happy new year, and we'll be back at her in 2025. We'll see you next year. Dad joke.